That's right. Welcome in, welcome back, everybody, to a you can't possibly lose to a hated rival while they have no coach edition of the Always Irish Show. As always, you can find this program on YouTube. Do subscribe if you haven't yet. I'd appreciate that. Give the video a thumbs up if you approve of its content afterwards. I'd appreciate that as well. Twitter, search bar, Always Irish, or at JKZND4. Emails, alwaysirishnd@gmail.com. Audio only, anywhere you want me, you can get me. Always Irish Radio, 312-988-15. Also, something new that I'm working on that I need your help with. I have partnered up with a company from Dublin, Ireland, who is working on an app similar to fantasy sports. Picture fantasy sports, but more like the stock market, with dividends for rewards, players and teams. Their value go up and down depending on how they're doing in the game. You could trade in the game, build a guy's value, and then trade him, flip him, sit on him. Anyways, I am working with this company building out this app. I am working towards being a spokesman for this app when they officially launch. We are going through some testing, working out some bugs in the app. What I'm going to ask you guys is, if any of you are willing to try out this app, we could get a group and all play against each other for a game. Whoever gets the highest value and wins, I think they deserve a Notre Dame / Always Irish swag pack. So if you are interested in testing out this app, we can all play against each other. Whoever wins has the most portfolio value is going to win something free from me. So reach out to me, DM me, put it in the comments, email me. If you're interested, I'll tell you what you need to do to test this app out. Pretty fun. I'm excited to get it going, but we need to test it with more people. If you're willing to help me out, let me know, and maybe you could win some free stuff, okay? So, let's get into this. Here we are, all feeling rejuvenated by the bye, right? I honestly needed it. Every single week has been a heart attack waiting to crack loose at the Always Irish household, okay? I needed the bye desperately. I enjoyed it. My blood pressure was stable all weekend, all Saturday. It was really nice. Really nice, okay? So, hope you enjoyed it and relaxed, because I think we're in for a stressful ride no matter what the second half of this season. So, before we get into USC specifically, something has come up that we need to talk about. It has to be on your radar. I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't bring it up. It needs to be on your radar. This is something three people reached out to me over the weekend about and said, John, I'm making you aware of this. This is what I've heard. It needs to be on your radar. So, what is this item? Orgeron is out at LSU after this year. Who finished second for Marcus Freeman's services when we got him to come to Notre Dame? LSU. I'm just throwing that out there, guys. Throwing it out there. There is a short list of people LSU is targeting. I just want you to know, multiple people have brought it up to me that I should keep this scenario in mind, okay? So I'm passing it on to you. I don't want anything to be a surprise to me or to you. So keep this dynamic in your mind as the situation unfolds, okay? Anyways, onwards to USC. To me, this rivalry is all about Newt Rockne. I always think of him on SC weeks, specifically home weeks. I always think of the Bush push. And big thank you, by the way, everybody who did watch my little documentary I did, and actually watched it all and got through it and kind of saw the human side of what I was going for with that and all the kind words. I really, really appreciate it. That episode wasn't the easiest to put together and to work through. I recorded it a long time ago. Never hit publish. I don't know why, but I was in the mood, so I put it out. So thank you to everybody who enjoyed that. Okay. But this rivalry is all about Rockne. I picture loading up the boys on the train and going all the way to California to play them and all that. So I love the nostalgic Rockne-esque feel that the USC game always provides. Always provides. By the way, friendly reminder, I'm going to be in South Bend all weekend. Friday afternoon and then Saturday for the game. I'm going to be around. I'm looking to make the moves. I'm looking to get around town. Looking to go out Friday, meet up with a bunch of people for some drinks. Saturday tailgates. I could do whatever. So I want to see you guys. If you want to see me, let's hook it up. Make something happen. Okay. So where do we sit for SC week coming out of the bye? Here's one thing you got to understand. USC had 21 guys out with injury entering their bye last week. Okay, that's a lot of guys. So they're hurting and they have a lot of guys. They need to get healthy. Program's in a bad spot. Everybody knows that. But this game fits into a common theme this year. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is, I genuinely mean that this game is so much more about what Notre Dame does or doesn't do than it is about the opponent. And I don't mean that to denigrate our opposition. I just mean there's so many loose ends with Notre Dame that I'm just so much more worried about us doing what we need to do. I'm way more worried about that than anything any other team on our schedule the rest of the year could do to us. I am just worried about us getting right in some way, specifically with this offense. So the thing is, for this year, you can't lose to your rival when they don't even have a coach. Like, that's unspeakable. It just can't happen. So you're going it for your fourth straight win over USC. Here's the thing. You better get these wins now and then hope when USC makes this next hire, they don't decide to get serious about football again. Because then that's going to be something we're going to have to worry about. Circle on the schedule in a way we haven't for a handful of years now. So you better get these wins while they're ripe for the picking before it gets a little bit harder. Should USC actually decide to get serious and hire a real coach? Okay? Get these wins now. Like I always say, even when they're down, Southern Cal has skill talent that can beat you if you are stupid and you allow it to happen by doing dumb things. Lots of skill, weak on the lines, undisciplined. That's how I picture and describe Southern Cal recently. Now, it's not a cop-out. I'm just so much more concerned about us than anything they present. It seems like Brian Kelly's indicating Cone's still the starter. I don't like it. Here's what I'll say about it. If Kelly insists on Cone being the starter, mixing Buckner in or whatever, it's clear Kelly wants Cone to start. He was up there today saying, oh yeah, Buckner was making plays with his legs because the Virginia Tech defense was tired later in the game. That's the kind of stuff Kelly was saying. It's clear he wants Cone to still start. I disagree. I understand why Kelly wants it that way. I just don't think he's playing at a level that much better that he deserves it, but whatever. If that's what we're doing, that's what we're doing. But the offense has to look different. It just does. It has to look different. It has to. Your scripted plays, those first one or two offensive series, they have to look different this week for this to work. Okay? I hate this quarterback dynamic. It is not a year 12 problem, and I'm annoyed that we have to deal with it. So the offense better look much different, and I'm sure it probably won't. But because USC's so bad on defense, many people might not notice that it doesn't look different. That would be my biggest prediction, is that it doesn't look different, but they're bad, so then people think it looked better. That's not how I'm looking at this. USC's 105th in yards per play allowed. We have played four teams in the top 20 of that category already. So don't be fooled, but know what you're looking at with this offense. We are unpredictable, so is USC. 3-3, wild ups and downs. They get down early. They usually pack it in. Will our offense allow for that to be possible? Or are we going to do nothing the first few drives and be playing from behind? Because we got to start the statue with no upside development. So, I'm sorry, you guys. This quarterback thing is, it's absolutely driving me crazy. I can't logically wrap my mind around the plan right now. I just can't. Sounds like it's going to be run cone out there again. And then once we're down 10 or 17 to nothing, make Buckner come in and save the world. That is a crappy plan. Last game before the bye, Southern Cal lost 42-26 at the hands of Utah. They got killed 42-28 by lousy Stanford. You never know what you're going to get, but they got athletes, and that's dangerous. For those curious, this is the seventh time in series history. Both teams are coming off a bye. USC is 5-1-1 in this scenario. So it's clear to me from what Kelly was saying today, they want Cone to start, sprinkle in Buckner as needed. Listen, you better have a plan. If this looks anything like what we've seen to start games, I am done with all of this. This is then a wasted year. Wasted. You're not winning anything you want to win this year, and you're not developing the most important positions for next year. You know what that's called? A waste of my time and life. Lean on this left side of the offensive line that actually held it together pretty good the last few quarters. Lean on Alton Kristofic on that left side. Seems to be the most stable lately. That's not saying much, but it's at least something. I expect Notre Dame will try and run on SC. May even be able to with our offensive line because they are, quite frankly, not very good at defense. You want to talk about an opportunity to get right? Go figure. It's against one of the biggest brands on your schedule every year. Their defense is terrible. Take advantage, build some confidence, and get right. Now, when I say USC's defense is bad, let's go over some statistics here. I want you to know because I want to give you a framework from which you should be looking at our offense operating. Going against what I'm going to tell you in a minute, there is no reason for the offense to struggle, even in its current form. They are 92nd in rush defense. They allow over 5 yards per carry on first down. 112th in the country in stuff rate. 101st in sack rate. 100th in allowing receptions of 20 yards or more. 109th in pass efficiency defense. 124th in tackles for loss per game, an area we struggle in offensively. 113th in passes defended. 118th in red zone efficiency defense. They are bad against the run, and they are bad against the pass, and they are bad at rushing the passer. Keep that all in mind as we see the Notre Dame offense. This is the worst statistical defense we have faced yet on paper. What will the offense look like Saturday night going against a clearly inferior opponent? Do things come easier this week through the ground and the air? They should, because this defense sucks that we're going against. Okay, they're not good at all. Fancy helmets, not a lot of good plays, okay? So this, to me, is a real chance for the Notre Dame offense to find some stability, okay, against a brand name that just happens to be down. Gain some confidence by pummeling your rival when they're down. Notre Dame does not have to be great or perfect on offense to win. Be moderately efficient and effective, and you're going to win this game easily. Get right the week out of the bye. Take off from there to the rest of your schedule. If we struggle, I won't be shocked, but it'll be a sign that nothing got fixed or looked at over the bye. They sat around getting healthy and figured what they're doing is okay, which sickens me, but that's what that will indicate. Nothing got worked on, nothing got better, nothing improved over the bye. So why even have one, really? So favorable matchups all over. They are bad tacklers, undisciplined, a ton of penalties. It's just bad. USC's in a bad spot. Jump on that. Okay, this should be a get-right game for our offense, even with the instability that it presents. If the offense can't look decent in this spot, it's just going to be a struggle. All the rest of the game, the rest of the games are going to be a struggle. I don't care who it's against. Any chance of things tightening up here and looking like a real offense from Earth should come after a half month to call timeout, sit back, and figure things out. I want to see some better efficiency and effectiveness here in the run game and the pass game early. Early. If we don't, man, it's just really hard to keep a positive attitude if that happens. There's no reason for it. This defense we're playing is bad. Put up a lot of numbers. Beat their brains in. Period. Now, let's switch over to USC's offense, our defensive side of the ball. Here's the deal. USC's always going to have enough skill guys that they can beat you. No matter what, no matter what their record, no matter if they're down here, whatever. Coaching, transition, whatever. Know that. Graham Harrell, pretty good. The offense is not the biggest issue for Southern Cal. 28th in pass game ranking. Inconsistent, yes, but they can big play strike on you at any time. That is the part that makes me nervous. Drake London, Drake London, Drake London. I don't care what else happens in this game. You do not let that one guy beat you. You do not. Okay? This offense runs through him. He gets 40% of the overall passes thrown directed to him. He has caused 14 missed tackles already this year. You have had 2 weeks to build a plan to stop one guy. One guy. They do not have a B option. He makes all their biggest plays. It all goes through him. One guy. You have a half month to figure out how to shut him down. You fail at that, I got a major, major problem. With a half month to prepare, and every scouting preview says he's the guy. He is the man. The offense runs through his big plays. Don't allow it. I don't care. Have Hamilton shadow his side of the field all game. I don't care. I don't care if other guys beat us. Do not let him do it. Everybody knows it's him. If we let him run wild, it's not okay. And I'm not going to be okay. You got a half month. Figure out how you're going to handle this guy. Okay? Best receiver we're facing all year. And you got an extra week to prep. There is no excuses to leave this guy open. Let him clown you. No. Zero patience for it. None. Okay? Now, we got quarterback issues. So do they. Dart replaced Slovis, but then at a meniscus. Will he be back? I don't know. He is a better run threat than Slovis is. Will he be back for Notre Dame? I don't know. If he is, I expect him to play. The offensive line is not great in the run game, but only 7 sacks allowed in the pass game. 86th, they are in red zone efficiency. They've turned it over 11 times, 96th in the country. They have no established number 2 threat. It's London. London Bridge is falling down. Guard this guy. Everybody knows he's the one you got to stop. I cannot even picture me pulling what air I have out left. Because the one guy we all know you can't let beat you is beating you. Don't let it happen. So, Harrell runs a version of the air raid. Mike Leach, 60% pass, lean, heavy. Don't let London beat you. Win the game. That simple. That simple. Big get right week. You need to start the second half off well. I just can't trust Notre Dame right now. I just can't. I don't know what I can get and rely on out of the offense. And until I do, I can't trust you. So I'm on edge every series, every game, every play, even against inferior teams. So this will be an interesting experiment with two brand name teams, both with quarterback questions, obvious strengths, obvious weaknesses, and question marks. USC may be about to get serious about football again. You better get another win under your belt before that happens. Okay? All right? For Notre Dame to lose to a coachless, dead-ass USC team at home after a bye, I cannot even fathom allowing that to happen. I can't even let it enter my brain. Okay, like at least I knew Cincinnati was really good. That's not the case here. So take care of business. Build some confidence going into the rest of the second half. 11-1 is a real possibility for Notre Dame. Even with all of our issues, 11-1 is totally reasonable right now. Okay? So, offensively, this needs to be a get-right week. If you're running cone out there, it either has to look different or you got to be a lot better at what you're doing because they're so bad. One or the other. One or the other. Okay? Defensively, London. No big chunk plays. If Notre Dame can limit those chunk pass plays and the yards after catch that guys like London get, should be an easy 2 or 3 score win for Notre Dame. It just should be. Two totally different programs, totally different places. Okay? Knock their heads off while they're already down. Okay? So, that being said, again, I'll be in South Bend. Let's meet up. Reach out to me. We're getting a group together. I'll let you guys know where we're going to be. The app I'm working on with the guys from Dublin. Message me. I want to get a group of people in it. We'll play against each other. Winner gets some free Notre Dame Always Irish stuff. Okay? That being said, have a good night, and we will see you in South Bend.